Coal companies are supposed to set aside money to take care of miners who get black lung disease. And when a miner gets sick, but no responsible company can be identified, the Federal Black Lung Disability Trust Fund pays for the miner's care. But a new report from the Government Accountability Office found that coal bankruptcies are putting the trust fund at risk. Between 2014 and 2016 alone, just three coal bankruptcies have added more than $860 million onto the trust fund. North Carolina Congresswoman Alma Adams spoke about the issue in a congressional hearing Wednesday.
This is a failure on multiple fronts over multiple administrations. What we're seeing here is nothing less than a gaming of the system.
The report found that lax policies at the Department of Labor allowed companies to underinsure, meaning when they declared bankruptcy, there wasn't enough money to cover future costs for sick miners. The GAO estimates the fund will be about $15 billion in debt by 2044. The Labor Department implemented some changes recently that could help, but the GAO found there were still important loopholes that left the fund at risk. It's likely that additional bankruptcies since 2016 could further compromise the trust fund. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles.